Portions of this program may be pre-recorded.
AM 600 The Answer presents the Captain Vic Tyson's Still Just Fishing Show, brought to you by Frontline Insurance. If you want to know where those fish are, what those fish are biting, and how to get them in the boat, then you've come to the right place. Captain Vic would love to hear from you, so give him a ring at 222-8255. That's 222-8255. And now, here's the host of the Still Just Fishing Show, Captain Vic Tyson.
Good morning. Thanks for tuning us in on Still Just Fishing Show. Got myself, Captain Chip Wingo here.
Good morning, Vic.
And got Lauren, our producer, sitting in there.
Yay.
Ready to go.
Without her, we're in the water, so to speak.
Yeah, there you go. Man, it's been raining this week. Gosh, it's been raining.
Yeah, I'm kind of over it.
Yeah, I am too. For a while there, you know, it was like my yard needs some water. Mm-hmm. It don't need any right now.
Yeah, I'm about to start building an ark, so... I mean, it's just been crazy. We've had so much rain, you know, and you know it's coming every day.
Yeah.
You know, and there's tides you want to fish, but mm-hmm. you don't. I mean, if you push it, you're going to get caught in it.
Yeah.
And there's been a lot of heat in it, too. So,
mm-hmm. yeah. Boy, we had a, like, day before yesterday, we had one that was, I mean, it was bad.
Mm-hmm.
It was like, you know, one of those days where you don't even want to run to the car because it's lightning so bad.
Yeah.
No, it's terrible.
Where you crawl.
Well, you just forget whatever's in there. Don't worry
yeah,
about
right?
it.
Well, one of the problems with fishing down in the valley is the runoff that comes yeah. from Palencia, comes from Nocatee, comes from Palm Valley, you know, all these other areas where, you know, they've got runoff and they've got, I guess you call them sewer pipes or runoff pipes that come in.
Yeah, storm sewer.
So it just pumps water in. And then once their lakes fill up, they overflow too.
Yep.
So the fresh water doesn't bother me as much as the dirty water when
yeah.
it starts looking like coffee.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we had a couple days where it wasn't too bad, but I mean, it is what it is.
Yeah.
You know, I canceled tomorrow just because, you know, it's a regular client. And I told him, I'm like, look, you know, it is what it is,
yeah.
you know, and I, you know, he wants to catch redfish. Mm-hmm. Well, I find a lot of times when we get all that fresh water, they get like almost like a sour stomach or a sore, but they don't want to eat.
Yeah.
You know, and with that being said, we saw a lot of fish this week.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Leon got a few. You know, I had a couple, but, you know, then you start catching everything else. And it seems like the catfish show up.
Oh, yeah.
Every time the water gets nasty.
But,
so I got a funny one for you this week. So last week, or the week before last, I had a guy throw a rod and reel in the water.
Oh, man.
So, and we didn't get it back. But, you know... So we hook, when I fish right now, we're catching a lot of croakers, small ones.
Yeah.
So I'll take a croaker and hook it up, pitch it out of the back, either with a you know, half ounce weight on a 6-0, 8-0 circle hook, you know, like a knocker rig, flip it out of the back or one on the surface looking for, you know, tarpon or one of the bigger sharks that are around right now. So we get a decent shark hooked up and the guy, bless his heart, 6'3". He's got big meat hook hands. I hand him the rod. You know, I pull it out of the rod. I'll hand it to him. He bends the reel to the right about 2 inches. I mean, literally, when you looked at the rod, it was bent over 2 inches. It didn't break, but it bent.
Wow.
You know, and I'm like, how do you? I'm watching him, and he's like pushing so hard on it.
Yeah.
I'm like, no. I'm like, just turn.
Yeah.
Your right hand is where the rod is. That's where the power is. And it's funny because the reel doesn't work quite well.
Oh, yeah.
When it's off at an angle like that, it's thump, 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 you know. And I was like, all right, well, let's try something different, you know. And I'm not making fun of people, but it's because they don't know. But, I mean, you know, 90 miles an hour pushing so hard on it, I'm like, you know, it doesn't take but a little. That's why I love women on the boat. They don't over. You know,
stress
power it.
Yeah.
They just finesse. They just reel.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and I was laughing. I'm like, man, I've never seen anybody. I've seen somebody break one, but I've never seen anybody bend one over like that.
Yeah.
So I called up Florida Fishing Products, and I'm like, I got one for you. And he's like, what do you got? And I said, I'll send it in, and you make your decision on it.
Oh, it's still bent.
Oh, it's bent.
Oh, no, wow.
I wasn't gonna try to bend it back. It's gonna if you
it'll
force
pop.
It back, it'll probably break.
Mm-hmm.
But I just wanted him to see it. You know, because I have those speed handles, those power knobs,
yeah,
and it gives you a longer handle. But I mean, it was like he was doing the squeezes, like, you know, with for his chest. I'm like, oh my God, stop! But anyway, it was, and you know, then of course we get the fish right to the boat. And,
oh, that's good.
You know, it breaks off. So no. I'm like,
but at least the equipment didn't.
Yeah, the equipment didn't fail. It's a little worse for the wear right now. The only time I've ever really seen that happen is somebody steps on one.
Yeah, mm-hmm.
You know, and then it bends like that. But I just looked at it and went, wow, you know, I mean, I don't think I could push it that hard to do that myself. But anyway, that was my story.
He must have had a heck of a grip with his other right hand.
Oh, you know, his right hand, he had the rod, you could white knuckle in it, and then white knuckle in the other side, but pushing in and trying to turn. I'm like, man, wow, didn't mess the rod up, you know.
Yeah,
but it's just funny because
I just wonder the reel seat didn't give way.
I was surprised the reel seat didn't break. Yeah, you know.
That's so funny.
But those rods, those Bull Bay rods are made so well, and it's like they seem to cover more of the reel seat, so you get a better lock into it. But yeah, I was like, okay, let's put that one up for the day, you know.
And
I usually only carry one of those rods on the boat. But it's fun because you pitch one out of the back and everybody's fishing, you never know what you're going to get on it.
Right.
Yeah. It's either a mullet or a croaker or a spot. You know, what do you call the spot? It's just a spot?
It's spot, yeah. And that's the proper name for it.
Is it?
Yeah.
Because it's a type of grunt or something, isn't it? Or a type of croaker family?
Yeah, I think so. I'm not really sure.
Yeah. I know the snook love them down south.
Yeah. And when they're big enough, people like them up here.
Yeah.
I know used to when we would clean them, they'd have a black belly.
Gotcha.
And, you know, didn't like that. So we didn't like to clean them.
Yeah. Well, I mean, they're great live baits.
Yeah.
You know, and that's what's fun about this time of year. You never know what you're going to catch. You put a lot of
bait. Oh, yeah, man.
I haven't jumped a tarpon this week. I've only seen a couple where I was at. But, you know, that's why I love throwing a live bait out of the back.
Yeah.
Especially with the circle hook because it does the work.
Oh, yeah.
You know, but there's a lot of, like, 36, 38, sometimes 40-inch black tips in the intercoastal right now and some smaller bull sharks, you know, in the same size. And we had two that were tagged this week that we got next to the boat.
Oh, wow.
But, you know, a lot of times it's weird. You'll fight them all the way to the boat, and they still have the bait in their mouth. They don't have a hook in them. But they fight all the way back to the boat.
Oh, man, yeah.
They won't let go.
They don't want to, yeah.
It means I don't want my finger in there.
Exactly. So,
but you fished this week, didn't you?
I was supposed to, but I didn't.
Gotcha.
Yeah. We decided not to get out there in it. And because, like I say, day before yesterday, yeah, that was Thursday. Yeah, that was another day I was supposed to fish, and we didn't go because, you know, it started raining early. It was raining at 9:30 at the house.
Yeah, wow.
9:30 in the morning.
Yeah, we had a little drizzle, you know, but it was nice with the fact it was overcast.
Yeah, I bet.
You know?
Yeah. That's always good out there because the last time I was out there, it was overcast till about 1:30 or so. Mm-hmm. Then the sun peaked out. And that's like opposite of what you think, you know what I mean, with these afternoon thunder showers. But when that sun peaked out, it didn't stay out long, and here come bad black clouds, you know.
Yeah. So. I tell you, some of them were ominous looking, too, and the edge of those fronts or those storms are rolling through.
I know, man. It's something else when they come through there.
You know, we ran back. We got caught in it. I think it was Tuesday.
Mm.
Just a little bit of it. And the guy had asked me earlier why I had the ski goggles on the boat.
Oh, yeah.
And then we were running back. He's like, now I know why. Because he had to hold his head down. You know, but it's been an interesting week.
Out of all those needles hitting you in the face.
Oh, man. You know, that's what's nice about the buffs.
Yeah.
Is you just pull the buff up, and it takes a little of the sting off your face. Mm-hmm. But then, you know, you put those goggles on, and it's like you can see. You don't have to blink. Squint your eyes.
Oh, yeah, because those raindrops hurt. And I wear glasses anyway, but, you know, but when you don't have glasses on, boy, I mean, right into your eyeball.
Yeah, it always finds that little crack, too, no matter how far you squint down. So.
Oh, boy. Give us a call, 222-8255, and we'll be back after this.
That's right, Jacksonville. You can go to a lot of places in North Florida to buy a gun. But at Wild West Guns, you're guaranteed the best price every day of the year. How? Wild West Guns buys dealer direct and passes the savings on to you. There's no middleman. You get the factory direct price every time. Plus, at Wild West Guns, you can choose from the very best selection in all of Jacksonville. Whatever you need, Wild West Guns has it. From handguns to hunting rifles, from shotguns to AK-47s, from Glock to SIG, Remington to Vanelli, Bushmaster to Stag, Wild West Guns has got you covered big time. The right gun, the right ammo, the right price, guaranteed. Wild West Guns, Lane Avenue South, Northeast Florida's premier firearms dealer. You get the factory direct price every time. Wild West Guns, you're guaranteed the best price every day of the year.
If you go along Hexer Drive to fish, you'll find there's a great place for bait and tackle to stop at, and that's Browns Creek Fish Camp, located at 5212 Hexer Drive. They have everything you need for a complete day on the water. Browns Creek Fish Camp is one of the few locations where you can pull your boat in and restock your bait supply if you run out while you're fishing. A big supporter of the Recreational Fish Alliance, give them a call today at 904-757-1600. That's 904-757-1600.
Palm Valley Fish Camp, located at 299 Roscoe Boulevard North, or North Beach Fish Camp, located at 103rd Street in Neptune Beach, or Julington Beach Fish Camp, located in Mandarin, has you covered for your day of fishing. Owner Ben Groeschel has set the hook perfectly. Lunch opens Wednesday through Sunday with dinner 7 days a week. Try the main dishes, shrimp and grits and black and mahi. Always check out the fresh fish at the fish camps. All fish camps are a proud sponsor of the Flounder Pounder.
Durance Tree Service, servicing Northeast Florida for over two decades. They do the whole nine yards, from light tree trimming to the largest tree removal. Homeowners beware, don't let uninsured contractors on your property. Durance Tree Service is family owned and operated, fully licensed and insured, with workman's comp on all their employees. For the absolute best tree service in Northeast Florida, call Durance Tree Service at 449-2848. That's 449-2848. Let's get back to the Captain Vic Tyson's Still Just Fishing Show on AM 600 WBOB. Today's show is brought to you by Frontline Insurance. Visit frontlineinsurance.com and get a homeowner's quote today. The Still Just Fishing Show is a live call-in show, so give us a ring at 904-222-8255. That's 904-222-8255. And now, here's your host, the Wizard of the Waterways, Captain Vic Tyson.
And we're back this morning. I like the way she points that finger. Like, boom. Get on there.
Go. Somebody has to keep us in line.
Yeah, really.
I know that's a full-time job.
Everybody knows, you know, June started the hurricane season. So you want to look at the trees in your yard, the ones hanging over your house, your porches, your electric service, all that stuff. Make sure you call Durance Tree Service. And get them out there, because let me tell you what, before I knew it, we're out there in the yard, working in the yard a lot, and then I look up, and here's this limb about 8 inches in diameter laying on the electric service. Now, it's just something you don't notice, you know, right off the bat. And I don't know how long it was laying on electric service, but I knew when the wind was blowing, it was pulling down on it. So, you know, called them, get them out there. You hear them advertise on our show. They help sponsor our show. You can call them at 449-2848. That's 449-2848. And get them out there and let them check the trees out and see how strong the limbs are that's hanging over your house. You kind of be surprised if you're not noticing it. And looking at the weather report, we got east winds today, 10 to 15 knots, seas 3 to 4 feet. And tomorrow, east winds, 10 to 15 knots. Of course, I've left out the last thing, chances, showers, and thunderstorms. Tomorrow, east winds 10 to 15 knots, seas 3 to 4 feet. Slight chances, showers, and thunderstorms. But then Monday, the chance increases again. East winds still 10 to 15. Tuesday, east winds 10 knots. And then finally start turning a little bit. Southeast winds 5 to 10 knots. So, man, we got an eastern pattern coming on. And then, of course, we got that trough that they're talking about is going to pass over today and tomorrow, and it's going to increase in showers. But I'm about ready for it to stop raining for just a little while.
Yeah, right? Yeah, me too. I mean, it's nice when you leave the ramp in the afternoon, you get the Bahamian boat wash on the way home, but...
You know, it winds up sprinkling. I'm 29 miles from the boat ramp, and it sprinkles all the way to the house. And then when I get home and get in the boat to clean it.
Yeah, then it drops.
Then it drops, you know.
Sounds like you need to stop for lunch.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, it was that way. I mean, you know, the only problem with that is if it stops raining on the way home, you get that sling off the road.
Yeah.
You know, but I just like it because it loosens everything up.
It does, yeah.
You know?
Yeah, it sure does.
It's crazy. You know, it's funny. I was sitting there this morning drinking my coffee, and I flip through YouTube all the time. And I watched a seminar that Stephen Grant did on Wahoo.
Oh, yeah.
And it's like, I fished Wahoo for a long time when I was running the big boats, and it's a great seminar. It's kind of cool, the stuff you get to find on YouTube now and the people you know that are doing it. But if you want to watch it, it was a really good seminar. It was really cool. Because, I mean, it's like... You know, like we talk about trying to learn something new every day and stuff like that, and different techniques people use, you know, like this new cork that I've been messing around with. I brought one for Vic. That. Yeah, it's called a Harper Super Striker. It's actually a popping cork, but it's also adjustable, like your, what would you call that, slip floats?
Slip floats is what, that's what we've always called them. I don't know your proper term, you know, for them, but.
Yeah.
It's where you have the knot on the line, and, you know, you can fish in one area at 3 foot deep. If you go somewhere and it's 10 foot, you can just slide the knot up, you know, and adjust it. And this float that Chip's got this morning, it looks like Cajun Thunder or whatever. I mean, that's about the shape of it.
Yeah.
But then again, it's an adjustable one instead of having that, you know, because you can't take, like, a Cajun Thunder. And the reason I say that. That particular name brand is because everybody knows what that is. You know, you put a 3 foot leader on, then you have to cut that off, put a 6 foot leader on it. If you put a leader on it too far, you got to raise that pole up real high to get that fish in the net.
Yeah.
You know,
well, the thing I like about this one, and I've tried it out, and I'm going to have three rods rigged with them all the time, is you can adjust it down, like you just said, to, you know, I'm only putting like 8 to 10 inches of leader on it with either a 8th or 16th ounce jig head, you know, and then you can shorten it up and run it across the top of an oyster at high tide.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you can throw it up on the edge of the grass and let it drift down, you know, in shallow areas. But the cool thing is you can put on your dirty boxer curly tail, you know, the fish bites I use. You can do the fighting shrimp. You know, they have they also have the buck kicker paddle tails, if you want to use those, or the jerk baits. But the cool thing I found with it is, like you said, it's adjustable. So if we bump out off the edge into 8, 10, 15 feet of water, you know, and you're looking for trout or you're looking for the reds, or there's a lot of flounder down in those areas I'm finding too. You drift it down a few times, you know, 5 or 6 times, you don't get a bite, bump up to another area. But I'm definitely going to have 3 rigged at all times on the boat now.
Well, and like you say, you can be throwing it against the grass, and then you get in a deeper area. You decide you don't have to cut your line and do all that stuff. Yeah. All you got to do is pull that knot up. You're in deeper water. Move back to shallow water. Pull that knot down, you know, and it slides up and down your line. So this has got the same type of knot as you would a slip float, you know. And when I talk about a slip float, that's what we've always called it, because they slip up and down the line. You slip the knot up and down. But it's like, you know, the long 10 or 12 inch trout floats, people call trout floats, the red and white. I like the balsa wood floats, but you know, it's in the same principle. It's just a smaller float, so to speak. And then, you know, you take that thing, like you say, you can cast it better than you can slip floats.
Absolutely. Well, it's you know, your slip float usually has 12, 14, sometimes 16 inches of leader. Yeah. This one, you're not going to have that as much leader, and you can use this with the cigar weight, or everybody calls them trout weights.
Oh yeah,
remember those? And the key to that was always getting it down close to the bottom, so the shrimp, you know, went out behind it.
Yeah.
But with this one, what I found also is it pops. I mean, it's a popping cork too. So if you're using it at 4, 5, 6 feet, 8 feet of water, you can still pop it.
Yeah.
It'll raise that shrimp up a little bit, but it makes that sound, you know. And fish seem to like that pop, you know, just like a topwater plug or anything else. But
and what's the name of it again?
It's called a Harper's Super Striker. You know, and I watched Captain Tim Cutting up in Brunswick area, and Captain Harper. I mean, these guys use these things up there all the time.
Oh yeah.
Like we talk, I'm always trying to find, you know, a better way of doing things. Yeah. And this one, and what I really like about it is it's either brass or copper. It looks like it's copper. It's got copper tubing in the center.
Yeah, instead of a little thin wire.
Yeah, so the hole's pretty big, Vic.
Oh, yeah.
So wow. It has a glass bead for the top and the bottom that you slip on the line so the knot doesn't go through. And I'm just excited. Like I said, there are going to be three rods. Have them on all the time. And what we were talking about, too, using that shorter leader, that 8 to 10 inches, the cork goes all the way down to that depth or that length when you go to cast. So yeah. It's a lot easier to cast.
Well, that tube that's on there, instead of just a wire, I mean, that's where your line's going to go through it, you know, and that's how you can adjust it.
Yep.
But that tube like that goes through there, there's no way you're going to bend that.
Yeah, if you bend that one, you've stepped on it or, you know, or tried to bend it hard, but... No, it's just something cool. I brought one for you, Vic. I ordered 10 of them. You know, and it's like, like I said, I can't wait to throw them. Because you can either put like a mini no-brainer on it. You know, that's one of the great ways to use the live bait on it. Or you can use a 16th or an 8th ounce jig head. Or you can use a split shot with a kale hook as well. But I'm trying to find a way to locate these fish a lot better and easier off the drop-off ledges a lot. Yeah. So. The biggest thing is they have two different bobber stoppers. One is the old school line wrapped around a clear tube that you slide on the line first. And what I prefer, and I have them in some of the other ones, is I buy a lot of these extra ones from Academy, or the bobber stoppers that they use for bass fishing on the heavyweights.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
And you slide that on your line, and usually I'll put two on. And the only reason I do that is in case one gets beat up and worn out. You know, you still have another one on, but you can retie so fast with that thing, you know, so it'll be fun to try, you know, work on all week. So,
oh, yeah.
Well, actually, for the next, you know, I'm going to use them for tarpon, too, because I can adjust the depth, you know, fishing pods, fishing bridges, fishing wherever I'm fishing for the tarpon.
So it's probably, you're not, you know, when we use those long slip floats, we're having to use a pretty good size trout weight, you know.
I think the biggest one you have to do on that is like a quarter.
Yeah.
I think you can put a quarter ounce on there or maybe bigger. There's a video out on it, too, that if you look up the Harper's Super Striker on YouTube, he shows there's a couple different ways they show how to rig it and everything else. But, you know, it's just one of those things. If I find it and like it and it works, it's going in the box.
Oh, yeah.
You
know? And that's Harper's, H-A-R-P-E-R apostrophe S, Harper's.
And so, he has other corks, too. I mean, he has popping corks and that things of that nature. But the biggest
thing... Well, like
thing,
you said, this is a popping cork itself.
Yeah.
You know, and also you got enough, I would say, space on this metal tube, on this copper tube, that whenever you do pop it, you know, it can move enough to make that noise.
Oh, yeah.
You know? Looks like
it does really well.
Yeah, it looks like it's over, you know, probably over a half inch or more.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe 3/4 inch to where it can pop. You know, make that sound. Oh, yeah. Yeah, it's at least about 3/4 inch.
You know, I've been real curious as to whether these trout are deep or not.
Yeah.
And I found a lot of them in a little bit deeper water, a lot of yellow mouth, and then some of the smaller specks. But I haven't seen the big specks I'm used to seeing this year. Mm. And now there's people catching them. That doesn't mean they're not there, but I haven't seen them personally.
Yeah, I haven't seen anything over like 24, 25 inches in a long time.
So,
you know.
And I do know one of the guides, I know, Captain Bryce, I think he had 3 over 20 inches the other day, which is pretty good.
Yeah.
Out of one area.
Yeah. Cause usually, you know, you just get one real nice one or something, you know, and, but anyway, using this right here is going to be fun to try that out. Cause it's got the same knot as those slip floats that we use. So
I didn't mean to tease you with one. I'll get you another one.
That's all right. Don't ask you where you get them at and all that when we come back. We'll be back.
Talk radio
AM 600, 101.1 FM, WBOB.
With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. The wait for word of nearly 160 people who were unaccounted for after an oceanfront condominium tower collapsed near Miami is taking a toll on loved ones who can do little but pray and hope for right now. Rachel Spiegel says she's praying for a miracle for her mother, Judy, who lived on the sixth floor. Another woman says she fears it's been too long since the building fell early Thursday, and three friends might be gone for good. Rescuers are using big machinery, small buckets, drones, microphones, and even their hands to pick through the mountains of debris that had been the 12-story building. The seaside condominium that collapsed this week was a reflection of Miami's international mix. South American immigrants, Orthodox Jews, and foreign retirees among those who lived in the building. On Wall Street Friday, the Dow was up 237 points. This is SRN News.
Ask Sherwin-Williams and get your color your way. We've made it easier than ever to try and buy color. Preview paint colors in your home with our Color Snap app. Then visit swsamples.com to have color chips delivered to your door for free. Or order some peel and stick samples to try on your wall. When you're ready to paint, shop online or stop by your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store and get everything you need.
Pick it up, guys. Pick it up.
At Bowles Builders, demand is through the roof. To keep up, his business needs a stronger foundation.
Cut the saw, all right?
Just one sec. Bowles Builders, this is Bow. This weekend? Yeah, we can do it.
Indeed can help him hire the people he needs.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. When you sponsor a job, you immediately get your short list of quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your job criteria. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
A plumbing problem is an immediate problem. You can't wait around for a convenient time for a plumber to stop by. Roland Reisch Plumbing is Jacksonville's award-winning get-it-done-right-away plumber. Call as soon as you see a problem. Call 904-260-7059. Whether the problem is large or small, routine or a middle-of-the-night emergency, Roland Reisch Plumbing is standing by to get it done right, on time, and at the right price. Call 904-260-7059. Your friends and neighbors have relied on Roland Reisch Plumbing for years. Roland's motto is, have a leak? No need to wait a week. Call Roland Reisch Plumbing at 904-260-7059. Check them at plumbingjacksonville.com. Make Roland Reisch Plumbing your plumber. Gives you peace of mind knowing somebody's standing by ready to help you 24/7. Roland Reisch Plumbing, 904-260-7059.
Friday edition of the Clay Travis and Buck Sexton Show will break down the proposed infrastructure bill and what the details are as all of those start to roll out.
Plus, we also have new reporting on some possible side effects of vaccines that may affect people under 18, even thinking about whether they should get in line. We'll get into that and more coming up. 12 to 3, coast to coast on the Clay Travis and Buck Sexton Show.
On AM 600 and 101.1 FM, WBOB. How will the weather affect you? WBOB Weather.
Partly sunny today with a chance of showers and thunderstorms and a high near 86. Tonight, slight chance of showers with temperatures dropping to 74. Tomorrow, mostly sunny, showers and thunderstorms possible and a high of 87. And for the rest of the week, Monday through Friday, showers likely with temperatures reaching into the low 90s.
Let's get back to the Captain Vic Tyson's Still Just Fishing Show on AM 600 WBOB. Today's show is brought to you by Frontline Insurance. Visit frontlineinsurance.com and get a homeowner's quote today. The Still Just Fishing Show is a live call-in show, so give us a ring at 904-222-8255. That's 904-222-8255. And now, here's your host, the Wizard of the Waterways, Captain Vic Tyson.
And we're back, and we was talking off the air here, Cap Chip and I was talking about, you know, you listen to a weather report that is for in town, and of course we do one for on the water, which, the, you know, the winds are a whole lot different. I know when people have told me in the past, you know, hey, man, they're talking about 15 miles an hour. And I'm like, well, that's probably 20 knots on the water.
Yeah. It seems like every time they say 10 to 15, it's 15 to 20 when we fish.
Mm-hmm. So, you know, that's why we do, you know, a marine forecast also, because, you know, it is different from inland forecast. So just for those of you who don't realize, and just to let you know. But anyway, I had something I was going to, okay. Yeah, the King Buster Tournament. So they're rescheduling it to July 23rd through the July 25th due to weather. So, you know.
That's smart because it's for the kids, basically, you know.
Yeah, that's what it says. You know, this is, it's fishable, but it's supposed to be all about the kids. It should be fun. It's hard to have fun in 3 to 4 inches of rain.
Yeah. I tell you what, I'd rather fish on the 23rd than in June anyway, in July.
Yeah,
it might be a little bit hotter, but it's usually a lot less wind and seas.
Yeah,
and you know,
yeah, the hotter it gets, it seems like the less wind you have.
Yeah, you know, you might have to deal with those afternoon thunderstorms, but it's kind of easy to fish early and get away from it.
So, talking about this new float, you say you just order them.
Yeah, you can order them through.
This says
Altamaha.
River Trading Company.
Altamaha. River Trading Company. I sent a message to him this morning and asked him if to get his contact info, because I'm trying to get him in Fish Bites Trading Post.
Oh, yeah.
You know, I mean, it's this cork right here is going to change the way I fish a lot. I like using popping corks with artificial baits. But with this one, I like the fact that I can change the depth.
Oh, yeah.
Like we were talking about earlier. Yeah.
Yeah, so easy compared.
And I can go from an artificial to a live bait in 2 seconds. Don't have to change the hook out. Just change the depth if I want to.
If you want to know what they look like, you can look at shopartc.com. That's Altima River Trading Company, but it's shopartc.com.
I mean, I've been watching Tim Cutting's stuff for years now, and he's been using them for a long time, and I kept watching. I was like, I kept looking for them. I never could remember the name of them, and finally I found them.
Oh, yeah.
And I was like, all right, I'm ordering them now, you know. And of course I ordered 10 of them, you know, and I've got, you know, of course I'll give one out to Leon and one to you and one to Corey, and then, you know, I'll be flinging them quite a bit.
Yeah.
Hey, you know, did I talk about last week how I found that new flavor of the fish bites, the bloodworm?
Oh, yeah.
It's one of their originals. That thing, I tell you what, if you're going to go fish for snapper and you want one of the best baits I think there is those small croakers. If you use that bloodworm, you will hammer those croakers. And you could probably rig it like a sabiki rig, you know, with a couple drop loops on it and catch 3 or 4 at a time, especially if you use little circle hooks on it. Cause you know how those croakers are, they're ruthless.
Yeah.
You know, but when I fished down out of, Canaveral, I think it was 2 years ago, cause I didn't fish it last year. I mean, they sell them by the dozen down there.
That's so wild. Right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then we went out on a 72 foot Spencer, sport fish. And I think they got 12 dozen baits before we left the dock.
Wow.
You know, that were sitting there. Were actually, the guy came by and put him in his live well for him early that morning. So when we left, it was loaded. But yeah, it's crazy because, you know, the way they do it is they use about 30 foot a liter. Then they have a large, and it was probably 4 ounce, maybe even bigger, egg sinker.
Yeah.
And it's a knocker rig. So what you do is you hook the bait on, throw him overboard. You have the weight, which is way behind the leader, and you drop it down. As soon as it hits the bottom, you crank it up just a little bit. So the croaker is 30 feet behind it.
Oh, yeah.
You know, and it's not, and, you know, of course you're in the current the way you're laid up. So the current's pulling him away from it. But, you know, like mutton snapper, I know, are real leader shy or weight shy. And it was crazy. But when you get that hit, you better reel. I mean, to watch these guys, and you know, I learned how to do it from them. You put the rod over your leg on the gunwale, And all you're doing is holding the top of the reel and reeling as fast as you possibly can and coming tight. They don't pick it up and set the hook and and do all that. All they do is crank it as fast as they can. And once they've got him hooked, they never quit. You know, they don't lift up and reel down. They just keep cranking as hard as they can. And,
man,
you know, I was like, man, that's a lot less to the, you know, abuse on the back, you know.
Yeah, a lot of work reeling in them big fish like
that.
Yeah,
the older I get, the more I look for an easier way to get them to the boat. It's like when Leon and I last year, I think I was on three tarpon in a row. Well, he caught one, I caught one. We went back and forth. I think we had six or seven fish that day. After the on my third one, I was over it.
Yeah,
I mean, they were big fish. They're, you know, 800 pounds plus, pulling like crazy, and you know, you got to fight them with those rods. And
oh yeah, man,
I looked at Leon, and I mean, it's like 88 degrees outside. It's early in the morning. It's I'm like, dude, I'm done. You know, and of course, we kept fishing, but you know, but yeah, it's like we were back to the reel getting bent, you know, let the rod do the work.
Yeah.
You know, the rod, the drag, you know, that does all the work for you, especially with the technology we have now on reels.
Oh yeah. Yeah.
You know,
it's so, it is, you know, I always tell people something's going to give, you know, and what you want is the drag and the pole to give, you know, to bend, but, you don't want to pull it out of his mouth, you know, rip it out of his mouth. I mean, you can get overexcited and, and pull it right out of there, you know, so. Or break the line, or you know, not give way. You know, if you let the thing work like it's supposed to, you know, you can get them in.
Yeah. Well, last year I remember, you know, I used 8,000, 6,000, and 5,000s for the tarpon.
Yeah.
The spinning reels from Florida Fishing Products, but I had the drag cranked down on a fish we had before. I just replaced the leader. You know, I used such long leaders, I can cut it. You know, where he'd abraded it and you know threw it back out. Well, I forgot to loosen the drag
up. Oh yeah.
So the fish hits, you know, the client grabs the rod and about went with the rod. I mean, it 49 pounds of drag is like trying to hold on to a wild dog running down the road, or a, you know. So anyway, I was like, whoa, let's back that off real quick.
I made a fatal mistake of doing that. We was out at the tip of the South Jetties one day on first outgoing tide. And we were shark fishing, you know, had some people that's never caught a, you know, a big shark. They've caught like, you know, 18 inch, 2 footers in the intercoastal, stuff like that. So I took them out there, cast nets and pogies and put them out there, and we got onto one big bull shark.
Oh, wow.
And I finally wound up having to tighten drag down, you know. And so we finally got him out to the boat, you know, snapped some pictures and cut the leader right there and let him go. I fix another leader, stick the pole in the pole holder, and, you know, I got these angled pole holders on my grab rail on my center console, and stick the rod in there, didn't think about, you know, had that drag almost locked down. Next shark hit that thing, and it was like, bam, and I turned around right in time for the little cap on the end of the pole holder hit me in the back, and I saw the pole go out, and it hit the water about 20 feet away from the boat, and it was gone. I mean, it just ripped that entire pole holder off the boat.
Yeah,
you know, right off the grab rail.
Well, that, you know, bull red fishing up in the river, you know, I tell my clients, I'm like, when it doubles over, I'm going to grab the rod and hand it to you, and we'll put the little taco saver, whatever we call it, on the bottom.
Yeah,
you know, that little, the spongy ball on the end of the rod, so it's easy to use, you know. And I had a guy on the boat, and, you know, he's like, oh, yeah, I've been fishing my whole life, blah, 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 blah. I'm like, okay, just let me grab it. Well, I went to the bow of the boat to grab a water out of the cooler, and about the time I got there, the rod doubles over.
Yeah.
So he grabs it with one hand, pulls it up, and choom, gone.
Oh, man.
And I was like, okay, let's try that again. And his buddy looks back and he goes, you take MasterCard, American Express, and Visa? I'm like, I sure do. And he's like, good. oh man. It's like, you don't realize how strong those fish are when you got good drag on them.
And when they first get hooked.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, man. It's like, they sometimes people can't even get it out of the pole.
Oh, yeah.
So that's why, you know, I like to do the same thing.
I mean, they can fight it as long as they want. Just let me hand it to you. You know? I mean, and I have guys on the boat that know how to do it that I don't have a problem with that, you know. So.
And it's not like, you know, you're having to set the hook on them. I mean, they take off so much with those cable hooks.
Yeah.
I mean, you know. 222-8255. Give us a call. We'll be back.
Safe Harbor Seafood, Mayport Shrimp, Seared Tuna, and Spinach. Have your fresh filet, fresh fish, black and grilled or fried, or try their traditional seafood fry platters. Always remember Safe Harbor Seafood, located at 4378 Ocean Street in Mayport, Florida. Restaurant hours are Tuesday and Thursday, 10:30 a.m. to 6 p.m., Fridays and Saturdays, 10:30 a.m. to 8 p.m., and Sundays, 10 a.m. to 7 p.m. Safe Harbor is a proud sponsor of the Flounder Pounder.
You can always trust Captain Vic to put you right where the fish are biting. Just like you can always trust Frontline Insurance to insure your home with the best coverage possible. At Frontline, we'll help you create an action plan with our trusted vendors and contractors to make repairs to your home. The best part? We'll help pay the cost of those eligible home repairs. Now that's smarter insurance. Find your local Frontline agent at frontlineinsurance.com. Frontline Insurance, building home partnerships with coastal Floridians since 1998.
Trolling Motor Services Plus is now open for business. They're an authorized dealer and warranty service center for Minn Kota, Motor Guide, and Rodan Trolling Motors. They're also your home for power pole anchors and Cannon downrigger service and repair. Trolling Motor Services Plus sells, repairs, and installs pretty much anything electrical for your boat, including keep alive oxygen systems. Call Matt today at Trolling Motor Services, 573-0480. That's 573-0480. Check them out online at trollingmotorservicesplus.com.
Cross Creek Steakhouse and Ribs on Lane Avenue between I-10 and Normandy Boulevard on the west side. The home of great baby back ribs, steaks aged and cut by their in-house butcher, and the best shrimp in town. Come in and try one of their great combination platters. Make sure you try their southern side dishes. Are you having an event? Cross Creek Catering can make it special. They cater events from 5 to 5,000, every kind of food. Call 783-9579. That's 783-9579. Visit their website and look at their catering and takeout menus. Cross Creek, the taste of old Florida.
Let's get back to the Captain Vic Tyson's Still Just Fishing Show on AM 600 WBOB. Today's show is brought to you by Frontline Insurance. Visit frontlineinsurance.com and get a homeowner's quote today. The Still Just Fishing Show is a live call-in show, so give us a ring at 904-222-8255. That's 904-222-8255. And now, here's your host, the Wizard of the Waterways, Captain Vic Tyson.
Forget how I did it.
Yeah. But,
and we're back this morning. And 222-8255. Give us a call.
Somebody on there for us?
No, not yet.
I'm just seeing a blink there. Yeah. You know, it's funny. My boat is up for sale, or it's going up for sale. So I've been doing all the little stuff.
Yeah.
You know, like I have all new screws to go in all the latches, you know, because they start to wear out and loosen up. So of course I've got the blue Loctite, and I'm starting to do little things like that, and replacing the hubs, you know, on the trailer, replacing the winch, replacing the roller. It's like one thing after another, you know, to try to get it up to where I want to put it out there for somebody.
Yeah.
You know, because it's like I just don't want to sell it and give it somebody else. I know everything about the boat. You know, I've had it for so long. And so it's just the little things. And I'm like, man, this stuff adds up.
Oh, it does.
you know, quick.
You'll like that picture I just sent you. I'm sending one to Bill, too. A boat repair where they put some screws in.
Oh, yeah, I saw that.
Did you see it?
Yeah, that's great. Well, you know, the first trolling motor I ever had put on, the dealer's no longer in business, but they put right at the bow of the boat, they drilled holes right through the hull to the outside and bolted it on.
Oh my gosh.
Came out at an angle, and the washer was not flush. It was at it, you know, cocked out because the screw wouldn't flush, you know.
Oh, man, yeah.
And I went back and I go, what is this? And they're like, well, we had to mount it. I go, that's not the way you do that.
Really?
You know, and they're like, what
that's
do you mean?
So crazy.
Oh, I was like, and then Charlie fixed it. You know, I had them take it out, fix the gel coat, fill the holes, and then I took it to Charlie, and Charlie mounted it right. So, yeah, I'm excited about I'm taking a boat over to Matt to Monday. A boat I'm going to use in the meantime. I'm going to insure it and use it through till my other boat's available. And it's like, I hate bringing him stuff that he has to go all the way through, but I'm like, I need you. So, you know, of course, now he has Terry there, yeah. Stepdad running it. So that's awesome for him.
Yeah,
so because he doesn't have to answer the phone. He just can concentrate on work.
Yeah.
And Terry used to run Atlantic Coast's service department.
Oh, yeah.
So Terry can run the office, run all the appointments. So I just walk right in and say, can I get an appointment? He's like, when do you want to bring it in? I'm like, whenever you're available.
Yeah.
And they're like, Monday morning. I'm like, booyah, it's coming, mm-hmm. you know. And it's like, I can't wait for him to move to his new location for him.
Yeah, I don't know exactly when it's going to be yet.
And the people are still in there. Mm-hmm. And I think they're going to be moving out. So I think he's, you know, just waiting until they're done, and then they'll mm-hmm. go in and do what they want to do and move it in there. But it'll be nice for him because it'll be like yeah. his own area.
Yeah.
And, you know, he doesn't have to contend with the other traffic coming in and out.
Mm-hmm. But yeah, that's kind of hard to maneuver a boat in where he's at now.
Yeah.
You know, of course, he can do it. He's used to it, you know. But,
well, he's got a forklift now, too.
Yeah.
So he can move the boats in and out. But, you know, it's amazing how much work goes through that shop.
Oh, yeah.
I sat there and walked around and looked at the walls on trolling motors. Is it cold in here? She's all bundled up.
You could adjust the thermostat.
She's like, nah, I've got my hoodie. I'm good to go. But no, I'm happy for him. I mean, Matt deserves it. He works so hard to keep us, you know, on the water. And, you know, I've got a couple trolling motors to drop off to him and go through some wiring and got new batteries for this other boat and, you know, making sure it's ready to go. So, yeah, I'm sad about selling my boat, though.
No, I imagine.
I caught a
lot. How long
have
you had it?
I've had it for almost 6 years, and I've caught a lot of fish off of it.
Yeah.
The other day I was just going through pictures and laughing. I was like, look at the amount of fish that have come over the rail on this boat, you know, and the boat is, you know, what amazes me is how strong those boats are. And especially that 09 model, they were built like battle tanks, you know, and that Hughes is just a great boat, but I want something a little bit bigger.
Mm-hmm.
I want a seat.
Is that 18 foot?
It's eight. Well, they actually call it a 19. It's 18-10.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And it's got the 150, mm-hmm. you know, so it's got all the power you need.
Yeah.
But it's sad because Taylor's going to come over this week, take the wrap off. I'm going to have the hull buffed out, you know, and detail the boat out for whoever's getting it next and replace some screws. And like I said, do stuff on the trailer.
Yeah.
But at the same time, I'm like, man, this is – it's sad. You know, I mean, it's my girl. You go out every day.
Oh, yeah.
You know?
I mean,
she's
you've
never
got 6 years. It's a long time when you're in
time,
it that much. You know?
One time she broke down, and that was a simple wire.
Ooh.
You know, and luckily, old Leon, I think we've towed each other in. Between Corey and Leon, I think everybody's towed somebody else in.
But like you say, as much as you've used it over the years, And then, you know, it'll be like my old Carolina skiff. I still miss that thing.
Oh, I bet.
You know, I mean, I used to get up in like, you know, 7-8 inches of water with that thing.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's this boat's a lot different. You know, it takes a lot more water. Just had to change my fishing some and not go up some of the creeks that, you know, that I went up in, you know, on the outgoing tide.
Well, I'm looking forward to the boat I get in about a year. Which is the same make as yours, just a little bit bigger.
Yep.
But at the same time, and that boat floats, as shallow as my boat does now. You know, and I'm like, I can get where I want to go.
Yeah.
But I found myself fishing deeper and deeper a lot lately because I've been getting some better fish and better bites. I mean, I'll go up in the shallows when I see the fish, like you do as well. Yeah. But if they won't bite, I'm immediately leaving to go and try in the deeper. Because I find sometimes when they're in 12 to 14 inches of water and they won't bite, you go to 3 to 4 feet of water and they'll eat, you know. But
Yeah, I tell you, man, it's oral difference. Or you can be in one creek and turn around and, you know, not get a bite, go to the next creek and catch five or six. I mean, yep. It's so weird. That's why I always tell people, you know, don't spend a lot of time in the creek unless you're waiting on the tide.
Yeah.
You know, if you know fish are going to come in there on a certain tide, you know, and wait on them, that's different, you know, because I do that too. And, you know, I've told people before, you know, we sit at a bank and shoreline, you know, and we're fishing, not getting a bite. And I said, yeah, we probably got another half hour, you know, because I pull in there a little early, especially if you do it on a Sunday.
Yeah.
You know, on a weekend like that. And then you pull in there and people are like, you know, are we going to get a bite? Is there someplace else we can go?
Yeah,
no. I'm like, see where that oyster bed over there? When it sticks up a little more, well, you know, and they do. They come through there, you know. They don't hang there. They don't stay there.
They move
come
through,
right through there. Yeah. And we'll get 2-3 of them, you know, coming through there like that.
Well, you know, I was telling people about that this week. We pulled up to a spot, and I said, oh, we're a little early. You know, I said, but I don't want to leave and miss the bite as soon as it happens. And they're like, when do you think the bite's going to happen? And there's like 5 strands of grass sticking out that's probably, I don't know, about 30 yards from the back bank.
Oh, yeah.
But it's an oyster bar, and you know, where the little grass is. And I said, as soon as you see the first peak of an oyster, something black sticking out of the water, the fish are going to start chewing. And, of course, we were catching yellowmouth and croakers and stuff like that before it happened, and a couple sharks. But as soon as the water fell out enough, the redfish started biting. You know, we caught a couple flounder, you know, and things like that. So, yeah, it's funny how you get to read the water. You know, not yet. Oh, here we go.
Yeah.
You know, but it went out quick and way out this past week.
That's the thing, too. A lot of times, you know, when you got a wind and then your moon phase, but that wind can change that water a lot more than people think.
Yeah.
You know?
I haven't seen it this low in 2 years, Vic.
Wow.
I mean, it was low, and it was cool, but it also buggers the fish up sometimes, too. You know, and it was weird because it seemed like the fish were biting better on the incoming tide than they did on the fall. Well, I shouldn't say the fall. The beginning of the – or the last of the incoming and the first of the outgoing. But once it got really low, the fish were pushed out so much further than you're normally used to fishing for them. And I got to a point where I was like, man, it should be 9 foot of water right here. And I'm thinking about it. I'm like, no, the tide's super low. You're just bumped in a little bit. So, but as soon as I bumped out, I mean, it dropped drastically. But it's amazing the stuff you see on the bottom.
Oh, yeah.
You know, and you're like,
yeah, you can see stuff that you've never seen before.
Yeah. And I'm like, man, I run over that crab trap that's messed up over there all the time.
Yeah.
I better be a little bit more careful.
Yeah, you can see a lot of ghost traps, you know, with no floats on them. And, you know, those are terrible, man.
Those are the ones that we try to get out of the water. Because all they do is kill.
You could take your anchor and stick it in it and pull it up, you know, because a lot of times they're just stuck in the mud. And if you try to pull it up with your fingers, it'll tear you up. So, hey, you take that rebar anchor or a stainless steel, you know, claw anchor, whatever you want to call it. And, you know, stick it in there and pull it up out of the mud, and then you can handle it, you know.
Yeah.
You're trying to pull it up with your fingers, man, it sure is dangerous.
Yeah, you definitely. And all they do is something goes in it, it's just perpetual death.
You know?
Something goes in after what died, and it just keeps going.
Yep.
So, and you can see a few of them that have been gobbled up by props, too.
Oh, yeah. That's why I like to get them out of there. We'll be back.